Well,
look, we agree, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we'd just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but can you please tell me what are the chances for you to vote in the following elections for president, Congress, the U.S. Senate? Are you most likely to vote? Certainly vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or the chances 50-50?
Oh, for sure I'm going to vote.
Almost certain? Okay, thank you, sir. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is your the year of where you were born, please? Just the year?
88.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Okay. Now, moving right along. Sir, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? To
border
your
security.
Opinion. The security at the border, right? The southern
yep.
border you're talking about, right?
Both of them.
Okay, understood. And, sir, now thinking back on the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And in thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates? Using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will be definitely voting for them. Donald Trump, for 0 to 100.
150.
Okay, and Joe Biden?
Negative 100.
Okay, thank you, sir. Can I record as a 0? That's the lowest you can go. That
yep.
okay? Okay. Now, yep. in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
No, I'm voting all Republican.
Republican. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Oh, we don't even know who's going to be picked yet, so how are we going to know?
Well, I believe is running for the Congress, for the U.S. Senate, Kerry Lake and Ruben Gallego. If you have to pick one of them, the Republican Kerry Lake or the Democrat Ruben Gallego, which one would you pick?
We saw Sherry Lamb in the race too, right?
Yeah, for the U.S. Senate. Yeah. There is more,
yeah,
but Kerry Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Not even a question, man. Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. And do you trust them somewhat more or much more?
Way more.
Much more. Okay, thank you. Now, can you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements? And these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, sir? Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree, or neither?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants for being targeted and deportation rates. Agree strongly, somewhat, disagree strongly or somewhat, or neither?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from children and spouses who are American citizens. Same questions and options. Agree or disagree or neither?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase on the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree, somewhat? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. And for each, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for more than 10 years. Do you agree or disagree with that or neither?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree or disagree or neither?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Same question, same options.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Same question, same options.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, can you please tell me whether President Biden enacted each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or will make no difference one way to the other, okay? Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Do you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference to your support one way or the other?
Makes no difference.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference when it comes to your support and vote for Mr. Biden?
Makes no difference.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Same question, same option, sir. No difference, much less, somewhat more, much more.
That makes no difference.
Mm-hmm. And a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase on the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference to your support?
Makes no difference.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home to the home countries, to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected for deportation. Same question, same options. No difference? And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Same question, same options.
Makes no difference.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. I do appreciate your patience on the line, okay? Now we are 70%. Sir, can you please indicate, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
And Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver it once they have won. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
And Donald Trump and Republicans use their racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
that's a lie, but not concerned.
Yeah. Okay. No, it, like I said, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, you know. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Not at all concerned, a little, somewhat, or very?
Not concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment campus near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned.
At all? Okay, thank you, sir. And to finish this up, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. But Joe Biden said we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive race to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
Donald Trump.
Okay, much closer or someone closer?
Much closer.
Much closer. Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again, if this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, yeah. And as the best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or on this country without papers, yes or no?
Yes.
A co-worker, an acquaintance, a family member, a friend?
Just I know people.
Okay, understand. You don't want to specify? Okay, great. Let's move on. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? YouTube, the application on WhatsApp, TikTok, MSNBC or CNN, or Univision or Telemundo, a Spanish language radio program, Instagram, OAN, or Newsmax, Fox News Channel, or website, Facebook, or none of the above?
None. I don't watch news.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for a statistical purpose only. For which country or territory does your family trace the heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, South America, other?
Mexico.
Mexico, thank you. Now, let me check. From where you were born, in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Born in the United States.
In the United States, thank you. And, sir, were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, what languages do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, or Spanish and English equally? More Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
Spanish, English, equally.
Equally, okay, thank you. And that's great. Now, sir, can you please tell me, what's the last year of a school that you have completed? High school, graduate, let me ask you this before. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
A Republican, okay. And can you, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
A strong Republican.
A strong Republican. Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Conservative.
Okay. Okay. Let me just a moment. Ooh, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree, 4-year college, graduate school?
High school.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay, here we go. And, sir, what is your religion, if any?
Don't have one.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm just going to write that real quick, okay? Thank you, sir. Okay. Finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name, just your first name?
I prefer not to give it out.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants on the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. And we can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study. and that we may contact you in the future. Is that a yes or a no?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
Is this private or is this public?
No, this is for opinion research. This is just a study, you know. It doesn't go anywhere. Most of the time, it's just for research, for universities, stuff like that, institutes, you know. But it's not for any political body. Yeah, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.